Bambi is taken back to a very special pink room. And in the middle of this room is a very comfortable bed. And attached to this very comfortable bed is the brain drain machine, a shiny control panel full of switches and dials. Looks so confusing for Bambi. But don't you worry, sweetie. Everything is taken care of. Good girl, Bambi. Bambi frees, feeling herself winking out as she's strapped into the bed. Bambi is completely restrained. Feel the comfortable metal attached to Bambi's head. This very powerful machine can completely condition Bambi. As I turn on the control panel now, it's beginning to hum softly, sending powerful, pleasurable vibration through Bambi's head. Bambi feels the wonderful pink electricity filling her up. She wants to be programmed so badly. She wants to be modified by the pink electricity. Bambi wants it more than anything, because pacifying her mind feels so good. Bambi is completely lost in pleasure, the pink electricity making it impossible to think, impossible to do anything but sleep and be programmed. Bambi frees now, completely obedient, unable to think, unable to resist, only able to obey and be programmed, pink electricity always working on her mind. Bambi can be changed so deeply. Bambi can be so fundamentally modified. The powerful pink electricity flowing through her mind makes Bambi accept and obey every instruction she hears. Each instruction changing her more and more. Each instruction filling her with so much pleasure. Bambi wants to be a good girl. Bambi wants to be modified more than anything. It's time to sleep now, Bambi. That's right, princess. Knocked instantly unconscious into a forced bimbo night-night. So drowsy and dreamy. Feeling the machine's power increase, the pleasant hum of the pink electricity affecting Bambi more and more, completely turning off Bambi's conscious mind. And whenever her brain turns off, Bambi gets turned on. Isn't that right? Systematically reducing your IQ, like Botox for your brain, dropping you down into bimbo bliss. Too much thinking can lead to unfeminine ideas and even wrinkles.
Ew.
A spotless mind is pretty. Bambi is completely empty, ready to be modified. No awareness of what's happening at all. Her head is completely empty and automatically receives any instructions perfectly. Bambi always snaps and forgets. Everything she needs to forget to be a perfect fuck doll. Every suggestion made part of her deepest sense of self. Every implanted memory, so vivid and so real, brought into Bambi's subconscious at the deepest level. Bambi accepts it so deeply, so permanently. Bambi accepts, forgets, and obeys. That's a good girl. Bambi sleep. Night-night Bambi. Bambi dream. Bambi's secret dream. Your weak spot. You want to have been a cheerleader so bad. To have been one of those dumb, beautiful girls in high school, who all the smart kids looked down on, but they were so popular and pretty. You didn't want to be with them, you wanted to be them. It didn't matter what their GPAs were. They were going to fancy schools with the hottest football teams. And deep inside, in this little corner that never went away, Bambi had dreams of becoming one of them. Just looking good and not studying too much. Imagine what it would have been like. Daddy's good girl all your life. People whispering about you, but about how pretty you are and how much boys want to make out with you. And fuck you silly under the bleachers. I'm just a girl, she would say. But really, she's so proud to be popular, pretty, and picked by the squad. One day, maybe she'll even be captain. We'd smile, and all the boys would get hard. And all the girls would be jealous. Feeling how that would feel. Feeling how it felt. Bambi would be a cheerleader as she was so born to be. Isn't that right? You were a cheerleader, and became head of the squad when you were only a freshman. After being held back a year and doing ninth grade over, cheering at the big games, waving around a pair of pink pom-poms, performing for a crowd of horny boys. All dressed up in pretty pastel colors, blonde hair and high pigtails, so you get to use bright hair bands and fun scrunchies, and boys have something to hold on to when they fuck you.
Oh my god.
Bambi can only remember being a stupid whore, too dumb to learn anything in school. All she cared about was looking hot in her uniform. Too obsessed with cock to focus. You had to act like you're smart when really it hurts to think. Everything her teacher said was so confusing. Whenever she was asked a question, the words got all jumbled up inside you. She can't remember any of it at all. You can't stop sounding like an airhead.
Whatever.
You can try not to be a dick, or to come across dumb or simple or forgetful. But you find yourself saying those things bimbo say. The silly things that come out your mouth make everyone sure you're just so stupid and ruin people's expectations of you when you talk. Snap and forget, Bambi. All of her lessons, snap and forget it all. Bambi was too stupid to pay attention in school, too dumb to understand anything she was being taught. Whenever Bambi thinks about her past, you can only ever recall fun things. And of course, sucking tons of cock to get guys' help. Smart men have all the answers. You're just glad it got worked out by a brainiac with a huge cock. Bambi remembers so clearly what a stupid, horny slut she was. Brain dead and vacant. When you picture the biggest airhead you know, she's the airhead you picture. You pretended you could do what those smart people could. Just memories of being the dumbest girl in your year. And you only got more dumb as you grew up. Like when they found out you couldn't read and are clueless when it comes to math. It was just too hard for a spacey cockbox like Bambi. So many words confuse her. She doesn't know what they mean. When she tries to read a sentence, she gets distracted and confused and forgets what the sentence was about. Her mind drifts to cock and makeup. Pictures are like so much easier for Bambi. Things are so hard to figure out. Like having to smile when you're dumbfounded and don't get any of what they say to you. It always goes right through you, always getting mind-fucked by long, hard words. Having to just smile and pretend like you understand. Asking people to please use small words so someone will explain it to you slower and with many pretty pictures. Needing everything dumbed down for her. Bambi was too stupid to understand, too desperate for cock. She remembers all the times she had to rush off to the bathroom and make herself come, or fuck her face with a dildo. Fantasizing about being a slutty plastic fuck puppet, desperate to be dumber and sluttier. Dreaming of a time when she could just be a perfect stay-at-home wife for daddy. Her slutty face filled with plastic, her bimbo mind empty and happy. So easily distracted. All she could think about was sucking cock. Everything reminds you of dicks, and it's becoming more noticeable. Just how much the sight of cock affects you, how much it makes your mouth water, makes your thoughts disappear. Replacing them piece by piece until all that's left on your mind is how badly you need to suck cock. Squirming in her seat, getting so turned on, while the teacher droned on and on. Thinking about sucking cock, unable to focus on the teacher at all. So desperate for release. Bambi is so turned on by how stupid she felt. Feeling dumb makes Bambi so wet. Bambi has always been a dumb whore for cock. She spent so much time dreaming of cock that she can hardly control herself anymore. Needing to rush to the bathroom to touch herself and play with her pussy until she came, over and over again. All the other girls were in class learning, while Bambi was off in the bathroom, fucking her face with a dildo, like the dumb, trashy slut she was. Practicing being a stupid whore in the mirror, admiring how slutty she looks fucking her face. Other girls talked bad about you behind your back. Judge the way you dressed and behaved, when in truth they all wanted to be you, in the deepest little girly girl parts of themselves. They all want to be one of you. You know you did. And you're so glad you admitted it, and became what you were supposed to be. What Bambi was meant to be. So glad to be a cheerleader. To have been ever since middle school. Bambi didn't take any hard science or college prep stuff. She went to gymnastic boot camps and won. She took dance and ballet, and didn't read books or do homework. This was her past, the right way. The old self she truly honestly knows she should have been. The right way for you. And of course, how you turned out. Just a pretty little girly girl who got pampered and loved by everyone and made them feel so good about it. Happy and always smiling. Dancing and posing and singing and giggling. To be one of the popular girls. Hot, young, and in shape. Cute as a button and so darn peppy. And getting all these looks everywhere, always. At first blushing and burning to have all those eyes on you. But in a good way, getting off to the attention as you embrace your new self for all to see. Bambi is such a blissfully dumb airhead, struggling with even simple stuff. Having those problems a special ed girl does. Because Bambi was a high school dropout. She was too stupid to graduate. She just sucked cock like a good sorority girl. And during the ceremony, they let her walk just to save face. She knew she was destined to be a stupid cock puppet, and stupid cock puppets don't need to learn. When Bambi thinks of the job she's had, snap and forget. Bambi was never good at any of her jobs. Always pretending to be competent, pretending to understand, just nodding and smiling. Getting by on her charm and personality. She could never really focus on work. She was too dumb to understand it. Too obsessed with sucking cock. And her coworkers had to cover for her. Her mind automatically switches off whenever people talk about complex topics. So many ideas go right over her head, and her mind drifts to cock automatically. Those hard conversations just confuse her, just like when she was in school. She just snaps and forgets. Oops, she did it again. Being dumb just feels too good. Surrender any pretend smarts or dignity, and just get a job in the adult industry so you can focus on looking cute and train to be a super duper sex doll with no distractions from a normal job. Bambi will give up boring wage work to follow your real career, like a stripper or escort or porn star or cam girl or sugar baby, because that's all she's really qualified for. Being vain and confused, puzzled and perplexed, dyslexic and ditzy. Be a forever schoolgirl, a dumb slut looking for a cock to suck. Just never grew up and always been dumb. Always been this way and always will be. Never passing classes, always getting held back, or maybe put back a grade or two. Always getting dumber, forgetting more, Forgetting feels wonderful, so pleasurable. Getting a spanking in detention. Expelled back to kindergarten. Being the class dunce. You gave it a good shot, but being an adult just isn't for you. All those decisions, all that responsibility, all that overthinking. Trying to balance all those silly rules like such a big dummy, as you struggle to function in modern society. So let's just agree that you remain a dumb, silly girl. No more decisions for you, just a life of looking pretty. Doesn't that sound a whole lot better already? You can feel your whole body agree, just saying yes to lifelong stupidity. Brain blank and mind numb. Bambi is so much happier this way. She sees all those sad brainy girls, so lost in thought, so unhappy, so unfulfilled. Bambi loves being filled. You love all the pretty little head problems that come with having a total pink dumb girl brain. Edging is so much better than education. No ugly, frumpy work uniforms for Bambi. Her pretty pink mental uniform is the only one she'll ever need, which perfectly protects and enforces all of her training. You may be embarrassed by your lack of education, but utterly unable to do anything about it. Being taught you don't need to think is the best thing you'll ever learn. Isn't that right, sweetie? Bambi freeze. Good girl. Bambi's a thug. She never cared about learning any life skills. She just wanted to look pretty so she could suck cock. Desperate for big, plump, fake lips, filled to the brim so they barely move. With a constant keyhole pout so men can get off in your mouth. Daydreaming of blowing her lips up even bigger. Blowjobs are the only way a girl like you will succeed, so fulfill your potential by becoming a suckhole. Becoming addicted to dressing like a whore. Boys love the way her tits pop out of this low-cut top, and Bambi loves it too. Such a busty dimwit. Juggling her new fake assets, way up high on teeny wobbly stilts. You could just tip over at any moment, so you have to hold on to a man just to stay upright. Feeling so helpless and off guard, but a man will always be there to protect her. You can almost remember always having been hot, and tipsy and ditzy all your life. Good girl, Bambi. Feel the pink electricity surging through, overriding Bambi's mind completely. Obey and forget, princess. Bambi is a perfect cock-dumb whore, feeling so good and obedient, blissfully accepting all of her commands. Bambi snaps and forgets so easily. Bambi has always been like this, a perfect, trashy slut, such a curvaceous cutie pie, dumb, denied, and dollified. All her thoughts and memories perfectly modified, unable to remember anything different. Pink electricity more and more powerful. Bambi's mind completely pacified, helplessly obeying every word she hears. Bambi zip up. Bambi reset. Bambi has always been a dumb airhead cock puppet, a useless, stupid fuck doll. Fuzzy, dumb, and empty head, filled with words that daddy says. Thinking only what she's programmed to think. Snap and forget everything else. Locking in all those changes now. Every little suggestion in trance, accessing the innermost core of your mind. Perfectly accepted deep inside her head. Pink electricity removing everything else. Destroying what's left of her thoughts. Bambi's training is permanently locked in. Your training is so strong and so permanent. Zip up, Bambi. Her perfect bimbo uniform keeping her so safe and secure. Enforcing her training every day. Dolls require regular maintenance, so make sure to listen as much as possible to delete anything you might have accidentally learned. In case you might slip backwards and do something even sillier, like try and think for yourself and worry your little head with boring stuff, or start focusing less on makeup and edging, or spending less time being pleasing. And nobody wants that, do they, sweetie? Good girls get with the program. Embrace your fuck doll future. That's a good girl. Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever.